Hey friends, we are back for another episode of the Wisdom of the Wilderness, recording here in the pretty hot mid-90s temperatures and smoke city. You cannot even see across the lake today. Who fucking ray. But it's been a gorgeous day nonetheless. Got a chance to be outside, got a chance to be in the water, on the beach, and as always, taking every opportunity to ground and connect with nature that I can. Big part of why I work outside, and I'm outside for the vast majority of my day. I always feel better. So I hope wherever you are, whatever you're doing today, as you listen along, you are getting a chance also to hop outside, get some fresh air, hopefully not smoky air, and feel the sunshine on your skin. Not a lot of things are new since the last episode out here. Summer is kind of winding down. I can't believe it's mid-August already. That seems like it was May, 2 weeks ago. And here we are in August. So, yeah, getting prepared with some fall plans, winter plans, looking at next steps for a lot of things, and making some decisions with long-lasting impact or changes. So there's been a lot of things on my mind lately. Great time to go out and hit the trails and run and just zone out a bit and see what intuitively pops into my head. On that note, there's been it's been kind of unusual. I have actually seen a shit ton of elk up in the bush here, which is pretty unusual with how warm it's been and how it's still summer. Hunting season does open here pretty quickly, but a little bit unusual that with these temperatures, they are down this low and not higher up in the mountains. After the first 3 or 4 days of seeing them, I was like, huh, well, this is strange that they're here because I didn't see any until like mid-September last year. Perhaps there is something going on here and there's a message to be communicated to me. And it turns out there is. So I thought I would do one of these episodes. Just did one recently with a chipmunk the last week. All those chipmunks that I saw. But thought I'd delve into a bit today the meaning, Samson Carson's interpretation of what elk medicine is, and then relate that. We're going to use my life because it's the easiest for me to talk about. Hooray, imagine that. But without further ado, elk is card number 3 in the deck. So that's quite interesting, right near the beginning. One of the bigger ones out there. So let's just dig right in. Elk's third card, keyword is stamina. Elk, your antlers reach for the sun. Show me that strength and stamina are one. Elk wandered through the forest looking for a partner. The mating season was in full swing, and the bucks that usually traveled with the other males had dispersed to find mates for the season. As elk bellowed his mating call through the forest, his bugling alerted mountain lion that a feast could be in the making. Mountain lion circled elk, getting closer to his prey moment by moment. Elk sensed the impending danger when the forest suddenly grew silent. He broke for the high country when he spotted his pursuer, but mountain lion was far behind. As elk made a running leap for the timberline, mountain lion gained on him, but elk continued to run onward, displaying tremendous stamina. Finally, mountain lion gave up, having spent his energy in spurts as he tried to jump over boulders to reach elk. Elk paced himself, making headway as he climbed skyward toward the high country. Elk had no other defense except his ability to go the distance, setting a pace that allowed him to use his stamina and energy to the fullest. Elk medicine teaches that pacing yourself will increase your stamina. Elk medicine people may not be the first ones to arrive at a goal, but they always arrive without getting burned out. If you've taken on too much recently, it might be a good idea to look at how you plan to finish what you've started without ending up in the hospital. Elk have a curious kind of warrior energy because, except at mating time, they honor the company of their own gender. They can call on the medicine of brotherhood or sisterhood. In discovering the strength which is gained from loving the gender that is your own, you'll feel the comradeship that arises from similarity of experience. This is a special medicine that allows the friendship of others of your same sex to overcome potential competition or jealousy. If you have picked elk medicine, you may be telling yourself to seek the company of your own gender for a while. You may need a support group to realign yourself with the stamina of the warrior or warrioress energy that you were part of. This communication with others of your own sex allows you to air your feelings in safety and to get feedback from others who have had the same experiences. You may need a new sense of community, communication, and unity. Elk could also be telling you to look at how you're holding up physically to the stresses in your life and to pace yourself so that you maintain an equilibrium of energy over the distance you plan to cover. Vitamins or high-energy foods may be one solution, along with some personal quiet time for replenishment. That is our Elk card, all about stamina. So, just listening to that, I'm sure there's some things that might pop into mind immediately of how that relates to what's going on in your life. I'll share an interpretation of things that are going on for mine. I record this still single. Been a long time since I had a date. And there's not hardly much going on in the dating world department. Sure, there's plenty of reasons for it. Not going to go into them. But not much going on. So it has been quite the decision for me how to approach this. Been quite a while single, as I said. Quite a while since any opportunities arose. And what am I going to do and how am I going to approach decisions, longer-term decisions, moving forward? A lot of the things that I had anticipated happening involve me being married and possible children. And here we are, and that has not happened. And since it hasn't happened for quite a while, it's been quite an interesting journey now, curious journey now, of things that I was looking to do together with someone, whether that might be investment purchases or traveling with someone or any of the number of things that are often taken for granted, managing a household together, someone else trading off the cooking and the cleaning and the maintenance and the taking care of everything, that has not happened. That has been me on my own for quite a long time now. And it gets kind of old. Gets kind of old pretty fast, actually. And in seeing things and seeing some of the memes that I have well-intentioned and hilarious friends sending me, staying positive that, yeah, there is an amazing woman out there looking for a relationship, looking for someone just like me. That is quite a day-to-day challenge. And especially how with part of what my life involves being around pretty much everyone else has a husband or wife, long-term girlfriend or boyfriend, and family around. And I, for quite a while now, have just been me, awkwardly being the third wheel, fifth wheel, seventh wheel, what have you. So in a bit different position of life, and it plays a role in how I structure part of my life. And especially as we look forward, as I ponder the fall, the winter, beyond, there are some things I have the flexibility to do. It's also all of the effort and the input is on me. So it creates some different decisions rather than, you know, though the kids got to get back to school or we're going to take the kids and homeschool them, get them out of the government education system. You know, one income versus two incomes, you know, debating travel ideas or even just having someone, you know, when you're out traveling to watch the bags while you go use the bathroom in an airport. Things like that. There's just little things that I would bet a lot of people take for granted that don't exist when you're single. So a lot of the logistics of life aren't exactly what I enjoy doing after I'm done work or in my spare time or free time, evenings and weekends and things, but it's what has to happen. So it's played a role in what I'm doing and looking at and moving forward into, stepping forward into. So just wanted to share that openly with, you know, how this might relate to my life at least. Another one I will go into some more is to make some challenging decisions. And there have been a lot of decisions, a lot of people had to made over the last 3 years. And some of the things that have helped me, it's been a very expansive period of time. It's been a very challenging period of time. And what has helped me with that is pacing myself, not trying to do everything in a day. Like elk teaches us, just keep going, pick a pace and set off on it. And part of that continuing on has involved how I feel and paying attention to my feelings and where I feel better, what brings me joy. And really going back to the simple things of life rather than the unnecessary complications of the bureaucratic debacle in which we find ourselves part of. And what I mean by that is a lot of things that I used to do in previous careers had a lot of red tape around them and unnecessary steps and meetings and blah, blah, blah. And it's been in going through this career switch about two in the past couple of years. Thank you, nonsensical rules. And seeing, oh, wow, like what breaking things down, minimalizing things, I mean, getting rid of a lot of stuff that I used to move around or have in storage or things like that, that I haven't used for a long time, but also looking to see, like, break this down into something, you know, thinking about the, spend a lot of time in my truck, camped out in my truck all last winter. What do I want versus what do I actually need? And breaking that down to, you know, you'll see camper vans or people's houses and you got four couches and three TVs and this and that over there. Some point over the winter, I realized I just would like a comfortable chair to sit in, to eat, and to read my book, and to relax in. Don't need to have multiple couches, don't need to have $1,000 leather or anything like that. Just a comfortable space to sit, and something comfortable on which to sleep, and somewhere out of the elements in which to sleep. You know, it's crazy. I mean, there's lots of ways you can go and expand upon that and have, you know, 1,000 or 5,000 thread count sheets and multi-$1,000 mattresses and everything else. But it comes down to it's a comfortable place to rest. So that was how I really helped break it down for what I actually needed, which is very different from wanting. But also I spent a lot of time in nature and realized I enjoy things where I get to be connected with my local environment. Working in a downtown office building, I was spending so much time in schools or the concrete bunker jail college that I went to, inspired by a guy who actually designed prisons. Hooray! But being so disconnected from what was going on outside and being under the harsh artificial blue lights that fuck with your brain and your circadian rhythms, being insulated from everything all the time to, I spend a lot of my day outside now. I'm pretty much inside to sleep, sometimes to eat, and sometimes to take a little rest. Otherwise, I'm outside 12, 16 hours a day. So noticing that and how my body responds to it, it's quite challenging now to go into the cities for sure, to go into climate controlled things and everything. Now, this is not to say like I'm not currently in Phoenix where it's 109 degrees right now. I am somewhere, but I'm much more in tune with the day-to-day variations in temperature, with sunshine, with knowing when it's a little hazier or not hazier, knowing when there's chemtrails being sprayed and when there's not. I'm aware of things. I know the smell of the ponderosas. You know, there's a quietness in the morning, watching the sunrise is beautiful. This is all stuff that I missed out upon when I was doing the corporate thing, because I'd be getting up super early to bike in the dark, to work out inside, to then be in a indoor climate controlled environment, never really feeling great, to then bike home for that little bit of time I was actually outdoors and then be in another box. So to look and see, wow, these are a lot of changes, like looking from the outside since I used to have that corporate career. It's 10 years ago now, or will be 10 years in November. But all these changes have happened, but it wasn't like I jumped into something immediately. It's that energy of elk. Here's the goal. Here's the dream. Here's what I'm working with. And taking steps towards that, learning skills, going and being a beginner and sucking at something brand new. doing it out of a college environment where I am the oldest person in the room going to some of these courses, that doesn't mean that you're turning off learning or anything else. So, you know, the energy of elk really has helped me to continue on, to move on, and to tie back to Daimler to decide, okay, cool, this is still something important to me. I'm just going to take a different approach and not completely give up, despite the memes of the availability of who's around in the dating pool at certain ages. So yeah, how to get there without getting burned out and how to finish what I've started. So that's some thoughts about elk. You know, it seems like it's an interesting time and consciousness is raising and more people are awakening to what's actually going on and some of the hypnosis that's been used and sort of breaking out of the spell and looking around and asking questions that don't have clear answers. Actually realizing that there are certain institutions that try to ban the asking of questions or actually having debate about them. So it's encouraging to me that even though this has been a challenging few year period, that there does seem to be light coming in. There is more light coming in. There are more people becoming aware of the manipulations that we experience. And there are ways that things are being used for good, for bringing light, for helping to raise the vibration, higher frequency to be more positive and less stuck in the fear cycle perpetuated by people who have a clear invested interest in maintaining people in a state of fear, a state of adrenal fatigue, addicted to a variety of devices. That's been very clear to me. And it's great to see people who I know reconnecting and asking and searching for resources and assistance, or, you know, asking for advice. So that was good. There's a lot of disconnect over the past couple of years. So yeah, so that is promising. And I hope that, yeah, that makes some sense. And you can see some areas as well in life, you know, whatever goal you're working towards, that, you know, pacing yourself out, you don't have to climb the whole ladder in the first day. It takes a while for what you're visualizing to manifest into reality. And, you know, there is something I listened to the other day where if you just, you think about it, you manifest it, you think about it, you manifest it. If that happened all the time, it wouldn't be as exciting as, okay, cool, well, here's what I'm looking at. And then pow, you meet an amazing connection being in Radium Hot Springs, which you weren't supposed to be at on a random Saturday. And you have an incredibly transformative experience over the next while with someone who also wasn't going to be there on that day. But hey, pow, that's how things work. So who knows what's coming next, but it's going to be an adventure and a ride, and might as well enjoy it and have fun with it and be doing something meaningful to you, rather than looking to see if you can play the game that's rigged against you from the start. But if you want to, go ahead. It's super cool. There are ways that you can play around with all this stuff and manifest all the things that you want. So on that note, we'll probably take in a little bit different direction with the podcast now. Had a lot of challenges getting timelines lined up for guests to be on, just the material to record with. The censorship's been pretty hard, and there's been a lot of stuff that's been banned from coming out, and a lot of great information that people know that has been suppressed. So we might start delving into that. And if anyone's curious, I have recently started listening to the Danica Patrick podcast. Pretty intense. And there's some really cool stuff on there. And lots of cool and neat things. So see who we can get to come on and talk about their journeys through different things and how we can really work on ourselves, work within, and look around and create change in the world. The systems that are very obviously broken and disintegrating aren't going to fix themselves within the system. It's going to be start fresh and something new and better taking over. So here's to creating the new that, yeah, does its thing better than the corrupt systems that be. But all right, it's a good day, friends. Going to head back outside, going to go down to the beach, sit in the sand and just ground for a while, do my PT exercises, and see what fun we can get up to this evening. Smell some ponderosas, get the pine scent in, and help out ye old immune system. All right, until next week, friends, have a wonderful day, afternoon, morning, whatever it is you're out there for. And we will catch you next week. If you get a chance, please leave a 5-star review if it resonates with you. And share the podcast with friends, loved ones, coworkers, random dudes on the street. You never know. Something that's out here, maybe just the information that someone needs to hear today. Everything you need is already within you. And even if it might feel challenging and like you are alone, as I shared about earlier today, you are not alone. And there's always someone, some being you can connect with, because I'm going to go do it on the beach shortly. All right. Take care, friends. We will catch you again soon.